World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, happy 2177 show. Is that right, Spencer? I got my numbers right today. Happy 2177 consecutive 5-day-a-week shows, taking Saturdays and Sundays off. Pretty amazing, really, if you get down to it and think about where I started. And I mean, I don't even know where I'm going, but the fact that we are bringing red meat to the table and chewing it up and spitting it out, some of it gets swallowed. I think it's a good thing. But you know, one of the risks that we run, that I run, is offending people. People get offended. They get offended and then they're gone. And then people will say, hey, what happened to so-and-so? I don't know. Well, what happened? I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't take attendance and we don't charge dues to be part of it. So people come and people go. But I'm going to tell you, friends, if you're not willing to open up your eyes and your ears and let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth, if you're going to hang on to your deeply held religious beliefs that you have been programmed to receive, I can't help you, okay? I can't help you. Now, we're going to dive into some more stuff today. I thought yesterday's show, I've done 2,177. Yesterday was a top tenner. And you know what? You know why it was a top tenner? You know what's amazing about it? Is I didn't even know what I was going to do when I walked down the multi-million-dollar studio. I had some stuff put together. I did. But I had no idea how the Lord was going to crack that thing open, that truth. And for those of you who missed yesterday's show, I suggest you go back and show it. I had a person call me yesterday, late afternoon, said, man, Coach, I wasn't able to watch it live. And geez, just after they'd watched it, they called me, geez, talking about what? Believing things that we've been programmed. And I think people realized, sort of opened their eyes a little bit and said, you know what, golly, we've been programmed by January 6th. And that's just 3 years ago. We were programmed about 911, and that was how many, 20 years ago? We've been programmed. We believe all these things that the media has fed us, and yet we're supposed to think that 2,000 years of written history is true, exactly the way they told us, all that stuff. So there's a lot of myths that are mixed in with our history. And friends, here's what I know. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. And I hate to tell you this, you're going to have to shake off some of that religious garb that you've been wearing around. You're going to have to shake it off. And you've been programmed. We've all been programmed. Again, that's why we have all the different denominations. I'm going to tell you this. I love the Lord Jesus Christ as much as I possibly can. We like to say with all of our heart and all of our soul. I wish I could say that. I try not to put anything in front of the Lord. But we're all smart enough to understand this right there. Sometimes things wiggle in there that are, huh? If I had to make a choice between my wife and the Lord, right? I mean, are you guys with me out there? So we rattle off these platitudes, but really they're not true. They're not. I can't even tell you how much I love my wife. I can't even begin to explain to you that. Do I love the Lord more than that? Well, I want to say that I do, but do I? Do I? And so we've been so programmed about the stuff that's been coming out of our pulpits, the things that have been coming out of our government, all those kind of things, that we, at this time when we're in the midst of the information age, why aren't we curious enough to sit around and do some research on the stuff that they told us? Why won't they? See, I could right now start a fight by bringing, you ready? Everybody sitting down? Show me your hand so I know you don't have a gun in your hand. You're going to shoot at me, right? I could start a fight right now if I just started talking about speaking in tongues. I could start a fight right in here right now. Anybody want to argue with me on that? I could start a fight on the gifts of the Spirit right here, right now. I could start a fight right here, right now, if I wanted to start talking about once saved, always saved. I just could start a fight right here, right now. Some of you would not listen anymore if I brought up some of these talk. Hey, Ray, give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, you're telling us the truth, right? I'm telling you the truth. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know all the truth, and neither do you. And what happens is you hear something goes counter to what you believe, and you get offended. Say, well, I'm not going to listen to that anymore. That coach has just gone far enough. He's just gone far enough. I was in his corner there for a long time, but he has just stepped over a line. Somebody say amen, because I know that's going on.
Amen.
And I get up every day, and I don't come down here, and I don't try to offend anybody. I listen to the Holy Spirit. I didn't sleep real well. That's a whole nother story. But I woke up this morning and said, Lord, where do you want to go? And we're going to go there today. And some of you are going to be offended. Some of you are going to be offended. But it's all okay. So, look, hey, man, look, looking forward to this weekend. I don't even know how long. My wife would tell you. I'm 71 years old. It's 90 degrees around here. I'm trying to find the septic tank at Sky High because I want to pump it. It's been four, believe it or not, I just checked, 4 years to the day since my septic tank up there has been pumped. And I didn't want any problems. So I called the guy yesterday, came. I thought I knew right where the septic tank was. Of course, I couldn't find it. And I thought it was under about that much of dirt. And then I get down there and finally hit pay dirt last night about 7:30, sweating like a pig, about dead. And of course it was deeper than I thought, but I finally found it. So now they're going to, anyway, I spent all my day doing that yesterday and trying to get things cleaned up. So anyway, this weekend's going to be a great weekend. We'd love to have you come. Flip Benham, Sheila Holm, Glenn's going to talk to us about some finances, and Tom Renz, are you kidding me? And unbelievable fellowship. So we'd love for you to come. If you can't afford it, come anyway. If you don't have a place to stay, we have some extra campers. You can camp. Look, folks, we'll put you up. If you can't afford a hotel, come. We'll find someplace for you to stay, okay? We'd love for you to be part of it. Okay, cool. Real quickly, Ray, tell us the crap. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. Text somebody, call somebody, because you ain't going to want to miss this one. Oh, you talk about walking on the edge, baby. We're going to walk on the edge. Hey, Ray, what the heck are they doing to you up there in Wisconsin with a natural family day? What's going on?
You know, a natural family, it couldn't be any more wholesome type of
event. Who can be against that? Who can be against the natural family?
Something like that, right? But, I mean, okay, item number one, I contacted our City of Marshfield Fire Department. They're afraid to come out and support us.
Yeah.
The department, they're afraid to come out and support us. I reached out to the outskirts of our town, in a little town called Spencer with about 3,000 people and a volunteer fire department. Ray, I'd love to come out. I'll be there, no problem. So I had to go outside our city to get people involved. And the latest fiasco, Dave, was food vendor trucks, of all things. They won't allow me to have food vendor trucks at Columbia Park. And
I'll bet they let the homos have them, Ray.
Well, I'm going to be watching that because the homos are having an event the same day, June 29th, as ours, three blocks away, and they better not be there. I mean, the parks are designed for that. They got electrical outlets around the perimeter, specifically designed to hook up, you know. But what they're trying to tell me, it has to be city sanctioned. Approved by the city, and only two events are approved by the city is our Hub City Days and Dairy Fest.
Well, Ray, it's a public property, right? It's public property. You mean it has to be approved by the city, right?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
She showed me a code. I went down and I talked to the city clerk, and they got the 13 pages of codes and ordinances and all that.
Yeah. They hide behind those things, see? Laws and codes are simply things that cowardly people hide behind, folks. That's really all it is. Ray, we would love to support you, Ray, but we don't have a code for that, right? That's how they do it.
Yeah, I found out I have to cancel these vendors because they told me if they show up, there's over a $200 fine, and they'll suspend or revoke their license if they're there.
I mean, crazy. Ray, we need some lawyer to call and threaten to sue him for $860 million if they don't let you go through with it. But, of course, we wouldn't do that because that's not very Christian, and we want to be good citizen, right, and let them run right over the top of us. Well, keep pounding away because you're expecting a pretty good crowd, Ray, right?
Oh, I expected a large crowd showing up.
Hey, despise not the days of small beginnings. Right? Despise not the days. Mary Beth, come on in. I saw you wanted to say something. Go quickly. Because look, you ain't going to miss what I'm going to dish up today. I may lose some of you for the rest of my life, but that's okay. You'll go to your grave knowing I told you the truth. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Just call Ray. Call Liberty Council. Matt Staber. He'll help you.
Yeah, good idea. Liberty Council. Call one of those things. Tell them what's going on, right? Codes. Hide behind the code. Code. Is there a Ray? Is there a code to young men rubbing their asses in little kids' faces? Is there a code against that in that town? I wonder. Give me a freaking.
Yeah, they got it buried where you can't find it.
I get so sick of it. I'm gonna get into it. Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, isn't the mayor gonna be there speaking?
Yeah, that'd be a sanctioned event, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't understand. You can't get a vendor. You got to get permission, but yet the mayor herself is going to be at the event.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But, hey, Johnny, it never does, does it? It never does. It never does. All right. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Remember that Smokey and the Bandit? That's what I feel like. Long time to go, short time to get there. And yesterday, I touched some sacred cows yesterday and talked about the fact that we've been lied to. We've been lied to an extra biblical canon. And tried to help you to see, as I'm beginning to see, that all history is, in fact, written by the winners, whoever won. It's written from a perspective, whoever's in positions of a power and authority. Look at January 6th. The people in power are calling that an insurrection. And then those who are in jail saying it wasn't an insurrection. I was merely doing my civic duty. So you see who wins? So the Democrats are in control right now. So it's an insurrection, right? You get what's going on. I don't want to go back there again. But I got some stuff. Pull up Psalm 2. Oh, I can't wait. I couldn't wait to get down and do this. Oh, I'm so sore from sweating yesterday. Psalm 2. Okay, you ready? Why the heathen rage? First of all, that'd be a great research to do right there. Who are the heathen? Huh? Who are the heathen? Hey, Spencer, maybe we'll look that up a second. Who are the heathen? Go to Webster. I didn't even look to see if it was Spencer this morning. I think it is. Heathen, a pagan, a Gentile, one who worships idols or is unacquainted with the true God. Wow. In scriptures, the word seems to comprehend all nations except the Jews or Israel. Oh, there we go. As their nation, strangers to the true religion. The word may be now applied perhaps to all nations except to Christians and Mohammedans. Heathen, without the plural termination, is usually plurally or collectively for Gentiles or heathen. Heathen is plural. Ask me and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. Heathen, however, has a plural expressing two or more individuals. And if men have reason to believe heathens, a rude, illiterate, barbarous person. Heathen, Gentile, pagan. Why do the pagans rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because the kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So as we try to talk about here every day, there's a spiritual war going on. You have the heathen on one side and you have the Christians on the other. By the way, did you notice that in the definition, they talked about the Jews were the righteous ones. The Jews were. Now, friends, don't want to get into that debate. Are the Jews the righteous ones today? Are the Jews the righteous ones today? And if the Jews are, how are you made righteous? How are you made? Where's Tim Tuber when I need him? Hey, Tim, how are you made? He's in Alaska fishing. We are endued, aren't we? Endued. We are made righteous through the blood of Christ. So therefore, the righteous are now those who have been endued from on high with power from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Anybody want to argue with that? Don't argue with me. It doesn't matter. All right. Okay, so. Here's where I'm going to go today because we did such a great job yesterday of showing how they've lied to us in so many different ways. I want to talk to you today about the kings of the earth. Who are the kings? I'm going to stop right here a second. I heard you, Holy Spirit. I want you to raise your hands if you think you can tell me who the kings of the earth are. Because they obviously know each other. They set themselves. They take counsel together. And the counsel they take together is against the Lord and against his anointed. That would be me. That would be you. If you're a child of God, you are the anointed. You are the anointed. And the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord and those who are advancing the kingdom of God, right? So who are the kings? Someone said Klaus Schwab. He a king? Okay. Where's he get his power? Where's Klaus Schwab get all that power? Bill Gates, nobody said it. I'll throw it out there for you. Where's Bill Gates get all of his power? Just because he has money? A lot of people have money. Where does he get his power? Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. Go on. Well, we know. Go ahead.
I think the pastors in the church.
Well, I think they're deceived. I don't know if they're part of the kings of the earth. I think they're just. I think they're deceived. Part. I'm going to get into that, Betty. Who? Anybody else? Anybody got any suggestions?
Larry, think of BlackRock.
BlackRock. BlackRock. Who would BlackRock be? Well, BlackRock is. Central Bank. There we go. BlackRock, Central Bank, Illuminati, right? Are you guys with me? ABC, NBC, whoever controls the media. Those are the people who are the kings of the earth. And who are they? We watched that clip yesterday. Is it NBC, ABC, are they promoting Christ and Christianity? Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You're either for me or against me. There ain't no demilitarized zone in this battle. And Federal Reserve, thanks, Judd. So where are we? See, so we are in a position in America where we are being controlled by dark forces, whether it be governmental, educational. They have seized the kings of this earth. Oh my goodness. The kings of this earth have set themselves. In other words, if you were going to set up a battalion at your house to guard you, would you set people? Would you walk outside your house and say, hey, you sit here? And then would you walk down the sidewalk a little bit and say, hey, you sit right here? And would you take somebody out in the woods and put them out near an opening and say, you sit here? Would you put a lot of people in strategic places? I think we would, wouldn't we? In fact, they called that military having night watch. What was the night watch? Well, somebody set you. Somebody set you in a place where you watch. And we are called, by the way, watchmen. We're watchmen on the wall. So they are strategically placing people. Why aren't we strategically placing people? And if we put our watchman on the wall, thank you. I heard that from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, Coach, you're a watchman. Randy, you're a watchman. Hey, Craig, you're a watchman. Ray, you're a watchman. You're a watchman. You're strategically placed, sitting on the wall, watching the kings of this earth work and conspire. Okay, you get the point. I don't want to belabor, although I do. I want to show you some stuff here. Absolutely blows my mind. Are you ready, folks? Because yesterday we talked about sort of the kings of this earth and how whether we've been lied to about this and yada, yada, yada. Pull up for me real quickly, architecture, number 5. Because we talked a little bit about this. And look, I'm not trying to convince you one way or another. I'm bringing a piece of meat, I'm laying it on the table, and then you just decide. This is a website that I found, Mysterious Architecture and Oddities from Across Germany. And these are just pictures of strange, strange architecture. Who built that? When was that built? 1913. Really? Go on. Keep going. What? The Pontiac War Memorial in Leipzig? Well, who built that thing? Looks like the kings of this earth set themselves on that one, doesn't it? Here's some place in Munich. I don't even know what that is. Look, huh? Going down Herz Jesu Kishma in Munich. Who's building these crazy? The Temple Airport in Berlin. Shaped like a temple. Go ahead, next one. How about this? There's the airport in Berlin. Did you know this thing was designed? The floor plan was designed to look like an eagle's wings, outspread wings, and images of who designed this? Who came up with this idea? How about a 7,000-year-old astronomical observatory in Saxony-Anhalt? This intriguing creation only caught archaeologists' eyes in 1991. Hey, Betty, it wasn't built in 1991. They discovered it in 1991. And somebody somewhere along the way, 7,000 years ago, they're now telling us, built this thing when the German government photographed the town of Gosek and noticed something strange. And more than a decade later, they realized what they were looking at was the remains of an ancient solar observatory, which has since been declared the world's oldest, dubbed the German Stonehenge. Go ahead. Come on. Keep going down. What about the cliff-hanging chapel in Idar Oberstein? I don't know anything about that. They built it right into the rock. How'd they do that? Go to the next one. Cliff-hanging. Look at that. They built it right into the rocks. How'd they do that? On down. Do a couple more. An observatory. That's modern. That looks modern. Go ahead. That looks modern. Oh, what's this? The Castle Frankenstein in Mühltal. What is that? Home to a mysterious alchemist in the 1600s. What? Huh? Castle Frankenstein in Mühltal. What is this? Today, the hilltop castle overlooking the city of Darmstadt is ruined with only two towers, a restaurant, and a chat. What? There was a town? How old ago was that? A long time ago. World's narrowest alley. Look how small that alley is. The world's narrowest alley. Look at that. Steeple in what? A steeple someplace out in the middle of nowhere in Waldeck? I don't even know where the heck that is. Here's another picture of it. How about this? A splice tower house. Where was this thing built? What's going on? So, look, going down there, there's a splice tower. They cut the tower in half, built a house in. Who did that? Well, it was 1884, it says, huh? Okay, so look, but put it in the chat if you want to, folks. We have these, and look at this thing. Look at that thing. Huh? Go back up one. Look at that. 300-year-old. That thing's only 300 years old. That's only 300 years old. Barock Rolder Park and Castle. Another one, that's only 300. What would 300 be? That'd been 1700s, that'd made 1700. Okay, so getting my point, right? Getting my point. These structures are everywhere, as I tried to show you yesterday. That's architecture. Okay, now, what's the next one, Coach? Oh, I can't go there yet. Let's go to number seven. You sitting down? Betty, buckle in. You guys buckle in here. Huh? Because kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. I found this website. It's awesome. Why the Illuminati and other secret societies are so intriguing. Huh? Really? Click on that. Scroll down, Spencer. What is a secret society? Do they really exist? I'm not going to read all this. I'll put it in. You guys can read it. But secret societies do exist. Scroll on down. Keep scrolling. Continue reading. Click on that. The types of secret societies. Would this be the kings of this earth who set themselves and rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed? Scroll on down. Because I think it's going to tell us who these secret societies are. Keep going. Secret society. Why are they secret? Oh, so here they are. First secret society, the Illuminati. Folks, there is an Illuminati. The Illuminati are frequently featured in the fantasies of conspiracy. See, there you go. Who have credited the order with an assortment of world-altering achievements, including the start of the French Revolution since the 1700s, favored among conspiracy theorists, past and present, Bavarian order of the Illuminati. And then touch what the Illuminati believe. Go on down and see, is there another one? What's this? Oh, the Freemasons. Hey, folks, we're talking about the kings of the earth who've set themselves and rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. And they want us to believe that these are all conspiracy theories against these guys. So there it is, the Freemasons. It tells you what the Freemasons believe. Go to the next one. The Odd Fellows. These are the kings of this earth who've set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord, against the anointed. I'm hurrying up to trying to get through all of them. Go to the next one. What's the next one? Tells what the Odd Fellows believe and some other stuff about them. Did I run out of it? No, keep going. I think it was, no, maybe not. Anyway, I thought I had it. 10 secret societies. Isn't that what that is, Spence? Nope. 10 secret societies. Anyway, okay, I'm going to move on. I'll put it in the chat so you can come back to it. Okay, oh man. Now, are you ready for this one? This one blew my mind. Because, see, we don't believe We have anybody been to their local church and had the pastor talk to you about secret societies? Anybody ever been in a church where a pastor will touch that subject? The Masons, the Illuminati, the kings of this earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together. I'm going to tell you a story here real quick, just so you can believe it or you cannot believe it. Do everybody remember when Richard Nixon was president of the United States? And, they charged him with Watergate. But hang on. But before they charged Richard Nixon and Watergate, something happened to his vice president. Does anybody remember what happened to his vice president? Richard Nixon's vice president. Anybody know what happened? His name was Spiro Agnew. Remember that? Spiro Agnew. Anybody remember that name? Where Spiro Agnew got in trouble over some tax issues or whatever, they booted Agnew out. And does anybody know who they brought in? Why, that'd be Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford? You mean the high Masonic worshiper Gerald Ford, that Gerald Ford? And then after they get Gerald Ford strategically in place, what happens next? Why? Richard Nixon gets charged with Watergate. And 6 months later, who's president of the United States? Nelson Rockefeller. Rockefeller. Can you guys say Rockefeller? So when Agnew got booted out, they forced Rockefeller on Nixon as a vice president and then booted Nixon out. And then who became president of the United States? Nelson Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller was the only president of the United States in history not elected either president or vice president. He was not elected either one of them. And lo and behold, they get rid of Nixon. And what happens to Nixon? Boom. And who's in there? Why, Gerald Ford. High Freemason Gerald Ford. Nobody will talk about this stuff. Nobody will. And look at what happened to America. That was, for whatever reason, the king of America, Richard Nixon. See, he was literally assassinated, although they didn't kill him. They took out the vice president and the president and installed Gerald Ford, who brought in Rockefeller. Oh, my goodness. Huh? But you don't get this, right? You're not going to hear this. Okay, so look, hang on. I'll show you. In Ohio alone, pull up number 8. Folks, that is the Freemason lodges in Ohio. Just Ohio. You can do this for every state. Spencer, can you make that big? Maybe you can click on one. Every township in America, look at that. Every township in Ohio, I believe in America, has a lodge. Zoom in a little bit. I'm sorry if you're not going to hear this at church. I'm sorry. If you don't believe in conspiracy theory, I'm sorry. Okay. So, where's mine? Right? Oh, no, come back. Buckeye Lake. Well, there's one in Thornville. What? Yeah, look right there. There's one in Thornville. And there's one in Hebron. And there's one in Millersport. Are you kidding me? Why, there's one in Brownsville, isn't there? Just go to the right a little bit, Spencer. There's one in Brownsville. There's one in Somerset. What? These are churches. These are denominational churches. Not Christian. Dangerous territory we're going in now, huh? So here I sit, right there, Buckeye Lake, where you guys are coming this weekend. I could join one in Thornville. I could join one in Hebron. I could join one in Heath. I could join a church down in Millersport. I could join one over in Thornville. In fact, I could drive clear down to Brownsville and go to one if I want to. Somerset has one, and Pleasantville has one. Pleasantville's got about 100 people in it. Yet in every township in America, there's an Illuminati church. You get it? Oh, my goodness.
They need staked.
They need staked. they need staked. Hey, do this real quickly so those of you don't think I'm lying. Spencer, Google real quickly and ask yourself this question. Was Gerald Ford a Mason? Just type it in. Well, I'll be done. There's a list of presidents who were Freemasons. Of the 15, including Lyndon Johnson, who took the first degree, are known to have been Freemasons. Most recently, the 38th president, Gerald R. Ford. He not only was a Mason, he was a pretty high one. Now, hey, Betty, just seeing if you're listening here. How did Gerald Ford become president of the United States? They got rid of the vice president, and then they got rid of the president, and then they moved him into position, and then he brought in Rockefeller.
Yep.
Are you tracking this at all? Now, I hate to tell you this.
Hey, Coach, is Mike Pence on there?
Is Mike Pence a Mason? Is Donald Trump a Mason? Is Mike Pence a Mason? Folks, we got to start looking to this stuff. These are the kings of this earth who've set themselves. My guess would be yes, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. Are you looking at me? They're on your elder board at your church. Does anybody out there think that the Masons are Christian? Raise your hand if you think they're Christian. So we're putting in positions of authority people who are masquerading as Christians who are not. You want to know why your elections are screwed up? Because the kings of the earth have set themselves and the rulers have taken counsel together and they've appointed the people they want as head of the agencies in their local town. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, amen.
I'm sorry. While Christians are over twiddledy-dee, twiddledy-dumb, we're when's the last sermon you heard on Freemasonry in your church? Why would that be? Look at this. In 1949, Gerald Ford was initiated to Malta Lodge number 465 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was raised a Master Mason by Columbia Lodge number 3 in Washington, D.C. in 1951. By the way, again, the only president of the United States never elected president or vice president. The only one. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is Trump Mason? I don't know. Was Obama? I can guarantee you the people pulling his strings were. It's everywhere, friends. It's going on everywhere. So what's happened to it is our government has been seized. Those who are in positions of authority in our government, they've seized it. Okay, Spencer, real quickly. Number 7, 1.5 speed, and then I'm going to open it up. Hang on a second. That won't play? Don't tell me that. Oh, no. There's a video in it. Hang on. Are you guys enjoying this or am I wasting my time? Am I wasting my time?
No, keep going, Coach.
Okay, good. Thank you. There's a video right at the bottom of it, Spencer. Go back up the top. Sorry, folks. Okay, right on. Go down. Keep going. Right there. No, is that it? Try secrets. Click on that one. No, daggone it. What? I want you to see this, folks. On mine, why it says, hang on, Spencer. I'm going to send you this right here. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. Come on, let's go. It'll be worth it. I promise. No, I want this right here. Paste. I'm going to send it to Jared. Sorry, Spence. Sorry, folks. You got to see this. That's why. Okay, now you should be getting it, bud. It's probably the same thing. Anyway, all I did was I went down, and I'm on the same page that you are on. And it says, why the Illuminati and other secret societies are so intriguing. Is that where you are? Yeah, okay, keep going on down there. Keeps going on down. And there's going to be a, where did I click? Mine has a video right there. 10 most mysterious secret societies. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Where the heck is it? Keep going. Oh, daggone it. That, is that the new one I just sent you? I hate it when this happens, folks, but it's worth seeing. I guess I'm just going to have to put it in the chat. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Coach Dave. Do this, Coach Dave. Click on that thing, Coach. Click on that. It's embedded. How's it embedded? Uh-huh. There it is. Wait a minute. Folks, I'm sorry. You got to see it. There it is. Okay, play to 1.5 speed, okay? Here they are real quickly. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the confusion. It popped right up on mine. He has some kind of blockage that stops his.
Hey, 42 here. The world is full of secret underground societies that operate in the shadows and meet behind closed doors in windowless rooms. Some believe these societies are secretly running the world. Let's find out more about the organizations that don't want to be found out. The Skull and Bones Order is a senior secret society at Yale University in Connecticut. Its members are called Bonesmen. It was founded in 1832 and is still running today. Membership is restricted to only a few highly elite individuals. Members meet every Thursday and Sunday of each week in a building called the Tomb. Both of the Bush presidents were members of the Skull and Bone Society while studying at Yale, and the majority of its other members have gone on to achieve great fame and fortune. Numerous conspiracy theories surround the group. Some believe they are the American branch of the infamous Illuminati. But the most popular theory is that the CIA was formed by members from the Skull and Bone Society, and that they still control the CIA to this day. Next up is the Bilderberg Group, the name for a secretive annual conference of approximately 150 highly influential individuals.
Okay, hang on, Spencer.
Membership is strictly by invitation only.
Because I don't want to take all this time. Move to the next one. What's the next group? It should pop up and say who the next one was. Okay, 150. Okay, I want to open it up. Because I want you guys to put, can this go in the chat, Spence? Can we put it in the chat? I don't know if we can. Stick in the chat. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. Do we realize?
In the early 70s.
Oh, my goodness. Do we realize who's behind the scenes controlling our government? And see, everybody that you're going to talk to, they're going to call me a conspiracy theory when the conspiracy ain't even a conspiracy. It's right there in front of us. This guy tells you tells you who the 10 groups are, gives you their names, what they do. I can't get it to play. Ray, come on in.
So what do you think? You just showed us a picture in Ohio. How many of these lodges exist? I wonder if anybody's actually infiltrated it. What are they doing?
Staked them? Have we staked them, Ray?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, we know this. They've infiltrated the church. Hey, yeah. Spencer, on that website, see if you can pull up any other states. Because you can pull up any other state, and you're gonna see the same thing.
Probably. I have one here in our town of Marshfield. I never see anybody going in or out of it. And I don't know. They must have some impact and influence in our town. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you think? You're sitting on the elder board of the Baptist Church. Oh, yeah. Okay, he's going to bring up North Carolina. Find me a map of North Carolina. Where are the lodges? I wonder if there are any. Well, I'll be darned. Wow. Look, there certainly wouldn't be any in South Carolina. The Bible Belt. There's no way there'd be any down South Carolina, is it, Spence? No way. Not down that Bible Belt. What? Okay, well, not Georgia. No way. No way that they have these demonic churches in Georgia. There's no way. They wouldn't, those people down there, they wouldn't let them in. No way that they'd let them in down in Georgia. Oh, folks, you see what's going on? You understand that the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. Mary Beth, go on in. Then Judah.
I really wanted to believe George Bush was a good guy for a while. Like, I just really opened my eyes not all that long ago about him. So there's a lot of people that
destroyed America by going into this.
To wake up.
Do you think he knew about 911? Anybody think George Bush didn't know about 911? And then what did he do? Those terrorists, they're going to hear from us soon. Yeah, and they let us in there for a 10-year war that just freaking destroyed America. Huh? Judah. You popped off. Come back in. Johnny.
No, you there.
Remember when George Bush...
Hang on.
Remember when George Bush was sitting in that classroom, reading that story to those kids?
Yeah.
That Secret Service guy came in there, whispered in his ear. Did you catch the look on his face?
Yeah. Like he didn't know, huh? He didn't know that all happened. He didn't know, huh?
All right, I'm here now.
Unbelievable. Judah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Coach, what you're talking about is more gospel than any preacher speaking gospel in the churches today, because it's laser focused on the Luciferian occult. Occult means hidden in plain sight. When you see these things, it's fascinating because what's happened in Freemasonry, because people figured out that Freemasonry is Luciferian. And Albert Pike, when he came out with his writings and his books, in America, the Freemason temples went full-blown Luciferian because it came in public. Before that, they were mystically hiding within organizations. And you get into the wars. Actually, we could do a talk on this over the weekend, but the wars. There have been multiple wars over Freemasonry from the 1600s, the 1700s.
That's why I was showing the architecture. That's right.
The 1800s. And what happened was, actually, we talked about this 2 days ago, is in the late 70s, when Gerald Ford was actually put into office, Henry Kissinger, basically, because of their genocide and bioweapon platform warfare that they were implementing to remove mankind, to remove the DNA of Christians, they were put into the spotlight. And they basically started to go into underground hiding again. This underground hiding of these organizations for years has happened multiple times, but it happened again in the late 70s because they got called out. They got called out, and when they got called out, immediately the Rockefeller Group, which Nelson was the VP at the time, implemented these secret orders to be able to go into hiding again. And they did that because they got caught with the genocide program. And they started infiltrating all the major churches. So these temples, this is the interesting topic. We see all these temples. People go, oh, they're empty. They don't have people in them. It's because they moved into your church board. Did you guys catch that? These other buildings are organizations that are set up. They fled these and they moved into the church boards, and now they're hiding through the RNC, the GOP,
Amen.
And all these other groups.
Kings of this earth have set themselves.
They're still there, and they just have moved. They've been smart because now they've hid in terms of where they're at. And from time to time, they do get together at some of these temples, and they have ones that are still there that most people don't know about. But the main places are the churches today. And if you ever get around a pastor and you ever bring up the Masonic Order, you bring up the secret societies, or you bring up Gerald Ford, they will make a beeline for the door. They will not have the conversation with you. And those are the people that are in the club. And so I think it's fascinating. But as this second go around of COVID popped up, it's all connected to these same groups, which goes back to the Georgia Guidestones and their mission. And they've been pulled out in the spotlight. Everybody sees exactly what they have done.
Amen.
Coach, you laser pointed this exact topic of who and what organization is responsible for this, and I implore people to go find out the board of the Gerald Ford Foundation, the names that sit on that board, and what they are doing and what they've been about for the last 30 to 40 years. It will make your stomach turn.
Because, Judd,
you need to light them up with fire and show the world what they've been doing.
Because they set themselves, Psalm 2, can you pull that back up, Spence? Because they, the kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. It's right, folks, it's right there in Psalm 2.
And Coach, just to set this up, so some people ask, someone mentioned about George Bush. A lot of us have been George Bush fans in the past, or George Bush Sr. fans in the past. And people didn't even realize that with the train that put him to his burial death, when you read the numbers on the train that cruised into Texas, these are the things and the symbols and the signs that, you know what, Donald Trump and these guys did put these some of these things to rest. And there's a transfer of power that's happening that most people are totally unaware of. But George Bush Sr. was the head of all of this going into removing Kennedy. And when people start to understand that whole story, that was a Masonic-led assault from the from the Skull and Bones group, which is 322 and 223. Again, those are the dates in terms of burial, death, and resurrections as well. And that Juan actually talks about it. George Bush, after he left office, did multiple descendants from halo jumps out of an airplane to give honor to Lucifer falling to earth. And it's wild that these guys believe this stuff. But once you know it, it's clear to see.
Yeah.
And so Mike Pence and these other cohorts, a lot of people go back and, well, I don't see he's got his registered Masonic lodge anymore. The reason why is because a lot of these guys have all went into hiding. You know, the names that were still out there, the DeVosses and the Van Andels and the George Gerald Fords and all that stuff, those were documented in the 80s and the 70s. And now they go into the secret societies.
Well, they control the media.
Yeah, they don't have to document it anymore for people to be able to see publicly. But if you talk to them face-to-face, you give them a little handshake squeeze, look them in the eyeball, and you'll see that evil.
Amen. Mike Pence, do you, anybody remember Mike Pence high-fiving or knuckle-busting Nancy Pelosi? Anybody remember that? Right there in Congress. Randy, come on in. Hang on, Randy, hang on. Betty first. Go, Betty, then Randy.
Yes, I wanted to agree with Johnny because when he was in that classroom and then they told him, I was so shocked that he didn't have no emotion, no tears, no anger, no nothing. And I thought that was kind of odd because everybody else was running around crying and mad and ready to kill somebody, you know. And then we go on active duty. And for a whole year, we're wondering, what are we going to do? So during that time, they were trying to figure out who to blame or who to target when it was our own government who did it.
Amen.
So that really irked me. And I was like wondering, why are we here even?
Why are we here? Well, we got to realize what's going on. They're trying to win, steal the next election. I got information on that. Randy, thanks, Betty. Randy.
Coach, I sent you a text. I took a picture of this prayer of what we speak here. I have a card sitting there on the camera. I don't know if you can see it, but it's just a one page. What we speak at every courthouse, we go to the cornerstone. We put our hands on the cornerstone, and this is what we speak, Coach. This is what we God gave me this prayer to speak over these, the Masonic, these are temples, Coach. Everywhere they are, they're temples.
They call them temples, right?
The lodges, they're high places. They're no different than high places in the Old Testament that they tore down. A righteous king would come in and they would tear them down and they would get the land. They'd clean up the land and get the land where it could be blessed again. So, Coach, you have just, this is a revelation. This should be a revelation to everyone watching this. And when you do those red dots across the United States, Coach, it's covered. The whole land's covered by
every township.
They're all covered, Coach. So this is what we preach. Or this is what we say. If we got a minute, Coach,
yeah, take
it would be worth it just to let everyone know this is what you can do. And you can speak this. And we can tear down the high places.
So hang on a second.
Tear them down, Coach.
And, I'm going to send
that's
this.
What we're, that's what's going on right now. So this is what we've been doing since, I think we wrote this in February.
Okay, hang on, Randy. I'm sending it to Spencer so he can get it up on the screen and we can read along with it, all right?
Amen.
So, yeah, we ought to be staking. We ought to be doing more of it. Why? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves. Okay, we'll make it larger. Go ahead, Randy.
The coach, Joe Esposito, he's the one that's pointed this out. He said, we should be tearing this down with our words, with the word of God. And I said, he said, write something up. And I sat down, coach, in just a few minutes. This is very simple. Anyone can speak this. That's a right hand. We have a righteous position. We are able to speak this because we are cleansed by the blood of Christ. We are forgiven and we have authority to speak this.
Amen.
So this is what I wrote, coach. And it's just very practical, very simple, but it works. And we curse these Antichrist spirit-driven secret societies of the Masons, Eastern Stars, Knights of Pythia, Shriners, and all the others connected to it. We speak confusion and chaos return back to their own heads, and the frequencies of their symbols are now disrupted. We speak financial calamity upon their hierarchy from top to bottom. We rebuke every cornerstone they've set to mark their public ownership in the name of Christ Jesus, the King. And because he, Jesus, read Revelation 1:3. I think Janine pointed this out. He holds title, lawful title over his covenant land because he does. We say to them, you must leave by authority of the court of heaven. And we forcefully remove all your presence in these judicial institutions now. You are served, judged, and removed.
Boom.
So, Coach, if you read Revelation 1:3, what does it say? It says Jesus Christ is now the King of the earth. He took their place, Coach. And if we don't understand that and understand we have the authority to not let them sit there no longer, we can change everything, Coach, but it takes action.
See, Randy, the left doesn't care. The Luciferians, they don't care about Jesus being Savior. They want to steal his throne. They want to be king. I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. They want to sit in his seat. That's the battle that's going on. And all they got to do is keep him out of there. Throw him out of the government. Throw him out of schools. Throw him out of it. Throw him out of everything. Get him out of there. And then we'll come in and we'll rule and reign because there's a separation between the church and state. You all know, right? Which was decided by a Freemason. What was his name? My brain. Huh? Come on, folks, wake up, Rochelle.
Coach, the judges that sit on the SCOTUS, most of those judges have been Masons, okay?
Yep.
They sold us out, Coach. Our country has been stolen from us, our Constitution, everything has. But we don't have to be ignorant. We're not ignorant anymore. We can take it back, but we have to do it according to the Word of God, according to God's ways and means, and we can. How hard is it, Coach, to stop at your lodge in your town and go up to it and just do this, speak this prayer over it? How hard is it to go to your county courts where you live, the little courts? How hard is it? It's not hard, Coach.
No.
I'm doing six a day, Coach, right now. I could, if I had the time, I could walk through this state by myself. Mm. I have a good group here. But we understand, Coach, that we're tearing down high places.
Amen.
We got to quit talking about it and do it.
Amen.
Oh, it's not hard, Coach. We can do this. It's so that's doable.
Right. Amen. Amen. Rochelle.
Thanks, Coach. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to, this reminds me when you're talking about all these lodges everywhere and how they've infiltrated everything, every corner of our society. I'm going to read Matthew 13, just 31 and 32. And it says, this is about the parable of the mustard seed. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree. Mm-hmm. So that the birds come and perch in its branches. And I want to show you here that this is prophecy, because when Jesus speaks in parables and stuff like this, this word birds, if you look this up in your Bible, the word birds, not the word sparrow, not a specific type of bird, but just the word birds. For example, in Genesis, when Adam and is making that weird covenant with God, and it talks about the vultures, the birds coming down, trying to get the carcass, and Adam's trying to keep, Abraham is trying to keep him away. Or in Genesis, Deuteronomy is another one. And it talks about the birds of the air is a negative symbol. It says, your carcass shall be food for all the birds of the air. And in some translations, it translates those to evil demons. And then in Revelation, it also says, and an angel cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. And because it has habitation of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Wow. So I could go on, but I just want to make it clear that when Jesus is talking about birds, he's talking about these evil spirits among us. And he warns us he was the most amazing prophet. Not only was he priest and king, he was a prophet as well. And he warned us that the kingdom of heaven, all of the birds will come and perch in its branches. So this is not a surprise. That's and right. We should have been looking out for this. We should have expected infiltration. It's here now. And I'm just blown away by Randy going out and staking all of these places. This is the church. This is what being the church looks like. Sure. It's crazy. It's weird, but there's nothing like it. Once you taste it, once you get a taste of something that you have done for your creator, you just want to do more.
Amen.
So, we know the birds are there. Jesus warned us about them. Let's at least let other people know, hey, watch out for this.
Martin Luther says you can't control the birds flying over your head, but you can control them from making nests in your hair.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Judah.
Hey, Coach, this is just an interesting topic. We were talking about them not meeting in their temples anymore. And they're trying to meet in the marketplace. They've infiltrated our government institutions. And people say, well, when are they meeting? What are they doing? You know, last night in Columbus, of all reasons, you think to wonder, at the state capitol. The state capitol, as you walk in, has got this beautiful checkered floor. There's the main auditorium there. And lo and behold, the guest speaker that was brought in to Columbus, Ohio last night was Betsy DeVos. And you start to ask yourself, why was Betsy DeVos speaking at the Columbus Capitol last night? Lo and behold, actually, for CCV, which is the Center of Christian Values. And does anybody know that the budgeting of who funds the Center of Christian Values today? You know, these are the things that people got to understand. There's the infiltration of what is owned. They went out and bought, paid, sealed, and delivered, no different than a Hollywood musician contract to say, hey, we are going to buy up these institutions. Wow. And so I think it's fabulous that she came in and spoke to all basically the elected officials of Columbus, Ohio. And so that was just an interesting thing. So you might as well consider that a new Masonic meeting in that temple that they had last night. And then lo and behold, people don't know, where do they stay? Where do they have their other meetings? Anybody heard of the Hiltons or the Marriotts? Anybody know that the Marriott Hotel, their logo is a griffin? Anybody know what a griffin is? The griffin is the Horus god, which is also the wings of the eagle of the Nazi Reich and the line of the Rothschilds. And so when you understand the symbolism that goes back to this stuff, they put their symbolism in plain sight for everyone to see. And that is the thing for us to be able to identify what they're doing. And again, it's wild to see it, but it's there in plain sight. That's the occultism.
Mm. Amen. And you know what, folks, the hardest thing for us to, that's why they call them conspiracy theories, right? The hardest things for us to do is believe that this could happen. Is this hard for us to do it? I think Randy is all over it. I think Randy's all over it. That every place we put our foot, God's given unto us as an inheritance. And we got to go take it back. We got to go prayer walk. And we got to go stake. We have to reclaim these things for the cause of Christ. You say, Coach, that doesn't really make that much difference. Well, It does if you think about heavenly realm, authority in the heavenly realm. In the earthly realm, not so much maybe. But hey, first above, then beneath. That's what the Luciferians teaches. Wow, what a time to be alive. God bless you. Hope I didn't run you all off. See you tomorrow.